a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters, brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. I'm Maria Chaleos. Today we are talking about gun safety for suicide prevention. With me, Carly Kump. She's a community health specialist for Intermountain Healthcare. And Christy Jones, a senior consultant for mental well-being for Intermountain Healthcare. Christy, I'd like to start this go-around. Talk about girls and boys, males, females. And what is the difference when it comes to suicide ideation between the two?
So when we look at men and women, we have found that women, both young adolescents and adult women, they tend to have more suicide attempts than their male counterparts. So women are about 70% more likely to, or let me reframe that, about 70% of suicide attempts are by women. The difference that we're seeing is that women have tended historically to choose more non-lethal means. And as we mentioned before, firearms are, you know, often irreversible. They're fast, they're irreversible. But when we look at men, our deaths by suicide in every age group are higher in men by far. And we know that that is because men tend to choose a more lethal mean. A concern that I have, and I think it, we're addressing it through the work that Carly has been doing with gun locks and all of our efforts to educate people, is that we're seeing the rate of women attempting suicide by firearm increasing over the last few years. And that is concerning to me, and why we want to make sure that we don't just think that women are not choosing firearms, or that if a woman has suicidal ideation, it's just a cry for attention. I struggle when I hear the term, oh, they just want attention. The truth is, any threat of suicide, any attempt of suicide, no matter method, no matter how serious the outcome, should be taken very seriously by the family, the loved ones, and should be addressed. And it isn't a cry for help in the majority of cases. It is them trying to end the pain that they're going through. And if we can intervene and get them access to mental health services that help them learn the coping strategies to get through that pain, then we can ensure that they may never be suicidal again.
Right. Carly, let's talk about that for a minute. What do you recommend for families that are going through something like this right now, or concerned about a family member or a friend?
If you're concerned about a family member or a friend who's going through something like this, ask them how you can help them. And you can help make an appointment for them with a mental health provider. You can call the National Suicide Hotline with them and talk with them if they're willing. If you're also concerned, you can visit the Intermountain Zero Suicide website and find more resources there. That website will direct you to a suicide prevention course that you can take. It'll direct you to phone numbers to behavioral health providers. And all of those resources can help buoy you in asking the question, in talking to somebody who might be at risk, and in protecting your firearms and anything else that you might be concerned about.
Christy, describe for us the training for providers that Intermountain Healthcare has made available.
So we have a program, and we call it CALM for short, because you know that us healthcare folks love our acronyms, but it's Counseling on Access to Lethal Means. And we really wanted our healthcare providers, who really have a major role to play in working with our families, we wanted them to have the training and really the confidence to feel like if they have with a family, and it's whether they're a primary care provider, a pediatrician, or a mental health provider, we want them to have the skill set to be able to talk to a family or a person in crisis about how to reduce access to lethal means of suicide. And so it's a 1-hour course that's available for healthcare professionals that teaches them the skills to have these conversations successfully. And if anyone listening is a healthcare provider and wants to take that course, it's available at the train.org/Utah website, and then you'll search under the term CALM, C-A-L-M. And we have seen really promising evidence that when people intervene and teach about lethal means, it can make a big difference for those people they're working with. In fact, we found a study from an emergency department that among gun-owning parents of suicidal youth who received counseling about lethal means, 33% of those had unlocked guns at the home on the day of the ED visit. With follow-up, they found that 0 of the families had unlocked guns in the home after this counseling. And so we really would encourage our healthcare providers to take advantage of that. It's an online course. There are CEUs associated with it, or continuing education units, and it's had some really great outcomes.
Carly, I want to make sure before the program ends here that we tell people where they can get the resources. Intermountain has done such a great job at assembling ways for people to get gun locks and to learn more. How do people find out more if they maybe are a youth leader is listening, or a parent who just needs more information? Where would they get more information?
So over the past year and a half, I've been working to make gun locks available for free throughout our Intermountain system. So all of our Intermountain community pharmacies have gun locks available for free. If you walk in and ask, you can pick one up. They're available in our hospitals, our clinics. They're also available through other organizations like Mountain Star, University of Utah Healthcare, and we're working with Harmon's Grocery Pharmacies to put them there as well, and some local pediatric clinics and behavioral health centers. And there are other facilities that might have them, so just ask. And if you don't find one out in the community, you can visit Intermountain Zero Suicide website and click on the gun lock order form. And this you can order for your organization, and you can hand those out to your employees or to the public as well. Or you can email communityhealth@imail.org and ask for a gun lock, and I can get you a gun lock.
Great. Christy, any final thoughts?
I love this work, and I want the listeners to know that we take every loss by suicide to heart, and you matter, your kids matter, and anything we can do to help stem the deaths by suicide will really make a huge impact and maybe help keep our hearts from breaking a little bit more every day when we hear of the losses. And my final message, I think, to families is talk to your family members and don't brush aside if they share that they're struggling. Don't judge them. Love them. Listen to them and help them get help if needed.
All right. Let's leave our listeners with the hotline numbers that they can call. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can just have a conversation. Call 1-800-273-TALK or Intermountain's Emotional Health Relief Hotline, that number, 833-442-2211. And thanks for joining us today.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.